You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Well, does the number half a billion dollars mean anything to you?
I think that would perk you up pretty quick.
We're tiptoeing up on it with Powerball. It's now at $454 million.
Like you said, slowly tiptoeing into crazy territory now. That's crazy money. If I were to win that and continue working here, I just want to forewarn you that I'm showing up every day in a tuxedo with a top hat, a little monocle, and like a cane, and I want you to call me Dr. Popular from there on out, okay? I'm changing all my social media to Dr. Popular as well, that happens.
Well, I got to tell you, they do the drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, which means tomorrow night.
That's right.
You'd have a shot at the $454 million Powerball jackpot. Six numbers, yes, $2 a ticket. And you might want to consider adding on the double play feature. That's just $1. And that would put your ticket into the second drawing for a shot at $10 million.
Still good money.
There you go. Good luck. $454 million Powerball tomorrow night.
Have fun.
What else is going on in this world? Well, the Avalanche, fresh off their big win in their home opener on Wednesday, flew up to Calgary and lost. What?
Oh, not supposed
so
to happen.
Our undefeated streak stopped at 1. They will not play again until Monday in Minnesota. The Broncos' next game is also on Monday night. That's a big layoff for the Broncos. It wasn't technically a bye week, but they played last Thursday, and now their next game isn't until Monday. So that's, what is that, 11?
They need to rest anyway and think about what they've done and haven't done. They need to rest.
They'll be out in Los Angeles taking on the Chargers on Monday. So no Bronco game this weekend, which means you can get out and just kind of play around. What else is going on? I got some movie news for you. The people over at Hollywood Reporter have put together a list of movies that they think would be considered kid-friendly Halloween movies.
Okay.
They put Hocus Pocus at number one.
Oh, sure. Except all the virgin talk in it. It's a very awkward.
You got to explain what that is?
Yeah, there's a lot of virgin talk in it.
Well, it's like virgin olive oil, maybe you just say, I don't know how you explain the word virgin.
You just look at each other, your significant other, and you hope the kids didn't hear it.
Hocus Pocus number one, Beetlejuice was number two. The only thing with Beetlejuice, which, by the way, is still one of my favorite movies ever, there is some mild sexuality in that, and also an F-bomb or two.
Oh, so, sounds like my Saturday nights.
I doubt it. What else going on in movie news? Liam Neeson is taking the same trek that Leslie Nielsen took, went from being a serious actor to doing completely spoof movies. Now Liam Neeson is going to star in a new Naked Gun movie. If you're of a certain age, you definitely remember the Naked Gun movies. They were a spinoff of a TV show called Police Squad, which was done by the same people that did the movie Airplane. So you see the kind of humor it is. Now Liam Neeson is going to star in a new Naked Gun
that's
movie.
That's fun. All right.
I kind of got to give him props for that, if he doesn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah.
Also movie news. Did I hear you listening to some sort of clip about this Terrifier 2 movie?
Probably, yeah. I was reading all about it. It's pretty intense. Like, people are throwing up and passing out.
Some movie that hit theaters last week, and now social media buzz is talking about how this movie is so graphic and disturbing that people are fainting and puking in the theaters.
There was a quote, "The guy behind me passed out cold and crashed into my chair. Another guy left because he didn't feel good. I heard a guy puking in the bathroom." Now, I don't know. Is this all hype just to get people to see it? Is it really that scary? I don't know. I posted a link to it on our Facebook page. Some of the pictures from the movie, really creepy. And it's like a clown, of course, that's going around whacking everybody. So
Art the Clown.
I don't know. Couldn't do it.
I probably don't need to see that
movie. No, don't need it.
News for nerds. I got a couple of quickies for you. The guy who was the very first space tourist back in 2001, he's the guy who paid $20 million to the Russians to hitch a ride up to the International Space Station. He has signed up now to ride on one of Elon Musk's rockets that will circle the moon. It'll just go around the moon and come back. His name is Dennis Tito, 82 years old now. This will be his second trip into space. The thing is, it's a few years away. So he was giving an interview saying, I got to try to stay healthy. He's 82. He's like, I'm ready to go. Right. So there's that. And then my favorite News for Nerds story, they have confirmed that early humans, yes, did live alongside Neanderthals, or what some people call Neanderthals, for maybe as long as 3,000 years. And yes, it looks like they were getting freaky deaky with the Neanderthals.
Why not?
I had one of those DNA / ancestry things done where you do the swab inside your mouth and you send it in. And it says, hey, you're mostly Italian. Hey, I knew that. And then it tells you about relatives that are, you know, around that you didn't know about, blah, blah, blah. And I believe it showed a little Neanderthal DNA inside me.
Look at that.
So my ancestors were, they didn't care. It was a Friday night, man. They had a bottle of hooch. They didn't care who they got freaky
with. That's right.
Another species? No problem.
Give me some of that.
What else is trending?
Well, the biggest trending news this morning was breaking about 30 minutes ago now, so I don't know if you've seen this, but supermarket chain Kroger said that it is going to be buying the smaller rival Albertsons companies, so the Safeway stores, for just shy of $25 billion. It's one of the biggest deals in the U.S. retail landscape in recent years, says this story. The merger is going to create a supermarket titan with expected sales of about $210 billion. They're going to operate 5,000 stores. That's right. It's got to go through a lot of legal steps, I would imagine.
I don't know that that's a slam dunk.
A lot of critics are noting that the merger would, you know, lessen competition among the grocery chains, which could lead to higher prices for shoppers. Mm-hmm. But then other people saying, well, this merger is going to create so many jobs and so much money coming in that maybe they can lower prices for shoppers.
Well,
I don't know.
Plus, there's so many people now who shop for groceries at places like Costco and Walmart.
Walmart's the second biggest grocer in the United States. This is going to be the first now. And then, yeah, I mean, I've done some Amazon grocery shopping. Yeah. And
so
you
I
know,
think there'll still
Foods
be some competition, but still, the thought
still,
of Safeway
is big.
And Kroger / King Soopers.
This is big
all
news.
All teaming up.
Now, I don't know if they're going to flip like all the Safeway stores then to King Soopers, or they're just going to leave it as is and kind of operate under the two names, kind of like how Cabela's owns Bass Pro, but they still operate Bass Pro Shops independently. I don't know. So there's a lot up in the air, but this is big news this morning coming out about grocery stores where we get our food. Netflix is trending this morning. The price is now out for Netflix Basic with ads. It's going to cost you $7 a month, and that's going to be starting up November 3rd. It's about $3 less than the lowest tier right now. They say due to some sort of licensing restrictions, the full Netflix library will not be available with Basic with ads. So you're going to be paying less, you're going to get commercials, and you might not get as much content. So, I don't know. Maybe it's worth the $3 savings to you. I don't know. Busch Light is trending this morning. If you recall, I believe we talked about this about 2 years ago. They created a beer for dogs. It was called Busch Dog Brew. Non-alcoholic, obviously. Well, now they're coming out with a new flavor. This one's called Busch Light Turkey Brew. It's for your dogs. It's made with bone-in turkey, sweet potato, basil, peppermint, turmeric, ginger, and water. So if your dog's into all that, you can buy it at their website. $15 for 4 12-ounce cans. And yes, if you are curious, they say humans can drink this delicious brew.
Well, of course.
But it's made for a dog's refined palate, is the quote. So it's probably going to be pretty darn bland.
Refined.
But still, I'm quite curious.
They like eating cat poop, man.
They like licking their butt. So I know. I'm still curious, though. I do want to taste it.
I am trying to get more turmeric in my life now.
Yeah, they say that's a good one for you. You should take turmeric capsules.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go get me some. We had turmeric in the chicken dish that we had last night. It's supposed to help with inflammation.
Inflammation, that's the biggie. You got to really keep an eye on all that inflammation. That'll kill you quick. There's a video from an eye doctor in California that's gone viral. This popped a couple days ago, but I guess now it's just really catching on. She removed 23 contact lenses from a woman's right eye. The patient's an older lady. The doctor thinks she just kind of kept falling asleep with them in, and then she forgot, and then the next morning she put new ones in. She mentions in this video, I was going to play some audio of it, but I don't think I am now. It might be a world record.
I'm surprised that you could close your eye with that many in there.
Right.
It's like a stack of pancakes in your eye.
I know. Wouldn't that be so uncomfortable? Actually, I'm skimming this story a little bit more. It says back in 2017, a woman went in for cataract surgery and they found 17 lenses in one eye and then 10 later on. So the record is 27. Yeah. 27 contacts in your eye. I mean, come on. How do you not know that all that's in there? You're just walking around.
Wouldn't peeling them apart be similar to trying to pull apart those thin Legos, you know, the flat Lego pieces when they get stuck together?
In there. Oh,
and you can't pull them apart. I feel like all those contact lenses would be like that.
How uncomfortable would that be?